Eight tribes and the National Wildlife Federation released a report called Honoring the River, How Hard Rock Mining Impacts Tribal Communities. Wildlife Federation attorney Tony Torini says loopholes in the Clean Water Act skirt water protections.
Mines should never be allowed to discharge untreated tailings and other waste into the waters that sustain our fish, wildlife, and communities. Unfortunately, two loopholes have evolved in the regulations implementing the Clean Water Act that allow mines to treat the nearest river valley or wetland as an industrial waste dump.
The largest iron ore mine in the United States is proposed for northern Wisconsin's Gogebic Range, right in the watershed of the Bad River Reservation and Lake Superior. Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says the loopholes make permitting that mine easier.
They're going to depend on these loopholes, really, to unleash what is essentially going to be a shell game of trying to say this stuff is safe. And it's not.
They say those exceptions include classifying mine waste as fill and allow wastewater to be dumped into wetlands and streams. Upper Michigan Keweenaw Bay Indian Community Mining Specialist Chuck Brumleave says 150 years of mining has left their area with the largest Superfund site in the country.
We really are serious about attempting to close these Clean Water Act loopholes that have been created for the mining industry in an attempt to not recreate the mining disasters we've had in the past.
Closing the loopholes would not require an act of Congress, just executive orders by the Obama administration. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.